Okay, today's date is June 11th, and it is now 6:15. We're into our budget hearing at 6:15. We'll move into number A, 2A, discussion amended budget in the fiscal year 2025-2026.
I motion that we open a public hearing, or do I not need to do that?
No, we already did it.
Okay.
You're up.
Oh, me, okay, great. So that we can make this clear for everyone, what we're doing on this one is we are amending the current year budget that's going to end in a couple of weeks, at the end of June. It's this year's budget, not the next year's budget that we're gonna talk about next. So what we're doing here is basically what I've done is I've gone through each of the departments and said, okay, this is what you've done up to the end of April, and then I had to make a projection to where I think you're going to do to the end of June. It's kind of weird that we have to adjust the budget for the end of June when we're not even through the end of June, but that's the way the state has us do it. Other states, they actually get to amend it afterwards, but we don't. So what I did here is then I went through each one of the departments, and you can see this here, because we've got the prior year actual, this is what our current year estimate, and then here was our original budget, and then here's our final budget, and here's the change, so that you can see that. So basically what we've done, what I've done here is gone through and looked at, okay, I'm estimating that, you know, for our taxes section, this is the summary. This one, the first page is a summary, so that you don't have to go down to the integration if you want to, which I love, but you don't, maybe don't need to. But our taxes are short from our estimate shows that we're gonna be around $426,000, our original budget was $441,000, so we've had a change. And so what I'm doing is going into getting what we actually got. So what the good part of this whole thing is that when we look into this, and I'm just gonna show you this real quick here, because last year, like I was talking about on this transfer that we just talked about, we had budgeted $54,100. Because of the way the expenditures came in and the way the revenues came in, I think we only transfer over around $12,450. So a lot less. That's why we do the one, and then if things turn out better than what we had hoped, then we can transfer less amount. And so I'm thinking we're only going to transfer around $12,450.
So where does the money go when we could have transferred? Does the money go that we didn't transfer, but we could have back into the utilities budget?
Yes, it stays in the utilities budget. Yep. And so it just builds up more each year with this called fund balance or net position in enterprise funds, but it's basically the accumulation of all of the expenses and income from the beginning. And so it just keeps building up or it goes down, depending on if you spend more in one year. So it's like your household budget. If you spend less and then you bring in, it starts to build up. But then you build it up, but then you do a project, you go buy a car, and you say, well, that cash just went down because we've saved up for it. Now it's going to go away. Same thing that's happening over the enterprise fund. We were going to move that money over, but we didn't need to, so we're going to put it back, and it just keeps growing over there. And so in essence, what we've done here is just gone through and just adjusted the budget to be basically what you've already spent, giving you a little extra just in case you're somebody like, you know, people want to buy flowers, so I'm going to say who that might be. Somebody who maybe wants to buy flowers or a few things in the next couple of weeks, then they can do that. So really, the only adjustment I'm just making the adjustments to match all the decisions that you have already done. So it's not really that, you know, are we going to discuss what you want to do because it's already what you did do. You know, it ends here at the end of this month. So we're required, as by state law, we're not allowed to spend more than what our final amended budget is. So that's why we do an amendment. In that we had one at the beginning of the year, like we did this, we're going to do again. Then in December, after December's in January, we have a mid-year budget because then we try to review what everything's going to happen. And we say, okay, this is what our plan was, how are we doing, make some adjustments, and we get to match what we ended up doing. That's basically what we're doing with this budget.
So Gary, what is the council employee benefits? It was 1,969, then it went to 26, and then 2,800 and 2,800. What is that one? It's 4,413.
So what the employee benefits are?
Yeah.
For the council?
Yep.
You have to pay your FICA tax.
Okay.
It's the match on your salary. You don't have any other real benefits. You don't have any insurance. You don't have all of that, but you have to pay. We have to pay among your wages, the Social Security and Medicare match. So the city does, you know, the employee has to withheld, and then the city has to match that. And that's what benefits. And then you think, well, we don't have any benefits.
Yeah, that sounds like.
So you do. I love what you do.
Okay, any further discussion? Moving on to B, discuss 2026 general fund budget, utility budget, municipal building authority budget, capital project budget, and perpetual care for Orangeville City.
Okay. After our initial, if you recall back in May, we had a council meeting where we presented the tentative budget. That tentative budget hasn't changed. Nobody's called me and asked me to make any changes. So it's identical at this point to what you gave me before, since I didn't get any other direction. So if you're fine with that, that's fantastic. We don't have to make any changes. If you had some thoughts about the budget, or people have approached you, or citizens have had other input that you felt that you wanted to make some changes, now would be the time to let me know and we can make those changes. But otherwise, let me just kind of highlight again what we talked about the last month, is that because the pickleball court, so you look at last year's budget, as we just did, you look at last year's budget in the parks, there's a capital that's over $200,000. You're like, oh my gosh, what in the heck did we do? Well, it's the pickleball courts. So what I've done is I've moved the pickleball courts out into its own fund, because it really distorts the general fund with that huge number in there. People are wondering what is going on. Plus, I can get all the donations in, because you'll have all these donations showing up as revenues, but they're restricted. You think you can spend it, but you can't. They're only to go to a certain place. And we already know that that's where it's paying for that. So I've taken that pickleball court and moved it completely into its own, what we call capital project fund, so that it has its own revenues coming in. I can know what all the donations are. I know what all the expenses are. And we can keep track of that all separate. So that's one of the main things that we did, trying to make it a little bit more, a little easier. What we also did is that we moved, in this new budget, we took the Class C road funds and we moved those into their own fund as well. Because that seems to confuse people as well. Because what will happen is we'll have in our cash account all this cash. But can you spend all that? No, you can't, because a lot of that money is restricted. So what we're doing is we're moving that whole fund so that that stays on its own. So anytime you ask me how much money do we have in the roads, I can tell you automatically. We can just look at that fund and we know what's left. We know what the expenses are. We know what the revenues are. So there's two revenues that are going to go into there. That's the Classy Road funds, grant funds basically that come from UDOT, but then there's also the local transportation funds that go in there, because they're both restricted specifically to work with roads. Now, in there, we've got, you know, all the road expenses that we're going to do and all that. And we've tried to move all of that over into that area so that we can keep that separate. We're also moving out of the cash account into, now that we're with Cash Valley Bank, where we've been setting up these new savings accounts, we're going to be moving the actual cash out of the normal checking account, out of our normal savings account. So when you look at those accounts, you don't think, oh, look at all this money we have. Well, now that you'll be able to see, now what's in there is what you can spend. It's available for spending. I think it's easier for you to manage and be able to understand what's there instead of You wouldn't believe the communities that get themselves in trouble, and there's a lot, because they don't understand. They start spending their restricted funds on things that they're not allowed to. So that's like taking grant funds that you get for a certain project and all of a sudden spending it on something completely different. You can't do that. Well, you can. It's against the rules to do it, and you'll go bankrupt doing that. Because you now don't have the funds to actually do the project, right? Because you spend it somewhere else. So it's not a good practice. So to help you understand that, we moved also that cash over. Also to let you know, in this budget, we don't have any. If you have any grants that you think you're going to get, I did not put them in. It's when you get the grants, then what we'll do is we'll come back and amend the budget, because we can amend the budget every month if we wanted to. We're allowed to amend it as much as we want to. So if you go out and get a grant, say, for whatever project, say the cemetery, we wanted to do some more at the cemetery, and we got a grant for the cemetery, we'll put that grant revenue in there, and then we'll have the corresponding grant expenses so that we can keep everything in balance and we can all see where that's going. Instead of saying, well, I think I'm going to get this $60,000 grant, I go put it in $60,000 in the cemetery expense, you don't get the grant, but then you say, oh, well, I've got $60,000 I get to spend, because it shows in the budget I can spend it. That's not a good practice, right? If you didn't get the money, you shouldn't be spending the money. But people do that. So that's why we're going to keep the grants out, unless when you get them, we'll amend the budget. Because we can do it every month. But that's what this tentative budget that you looked at last month has.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to C, discuss the 2026-2027 certified tax rate.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
It smells.
I told you
why
I wasn't done.
Okay.
Sean is done.
Okay. The certified tax rate, is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Okay. So every year it comes in on the 8th from the county, and we just have to go in and approve it. This year it came in with an estimated revenue from property tax of $58,166. In order to collect that amount in revenue, certified tax rate for Orangeville City will need to be 0.000866. This is according to figures reported by the Emory County Auditor. We just go in and approve it, and then approve it in council.
And what was it last year? Same?
I don't remember what it was last year.
Do you know if it went up or down?
I think it went up a little bit.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That little one, it doesn't vary a lot.
It's not a whole lot usually.
Mm-hmm. So if your property taxes, the value of your houses go up, that rate will go down. If your value goes down, that rate
will go down.
Yep, it's just the opposite. So if your values of your house goes up, that goes down. If the values go up the other way, it goes up. So, because they got to have that much money.
Yeah.
Is it okay for that to go up a little bit?
Maybe it won't matter because it'll be the same.
So.
That's the thing.
And are we raising it, or is that just
that's the county?
The county.
Yeah, the county.
We just have to approve it.
So what rate do you show up then at?
866.
866? Was that higher last year?
It was 894.
And that was 25?
Yeah. Well, this is 1 year off. So you're 25.
856.
Right there, see how that's.
856.
They're behind 1 year, so you gotta go for, if you wanna know the 25, you gotta go to 20, you gotta go to 24.
Oh, gotcha.
So 24's number was.
So it was a little more. So it did go down just a little.
Like it should.
Yeah.
Because your values come up, it should go down.
Okay, anything else, Amanda? You sure?
I'll let you know.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to public comments. Any public comments? Seeing no public here again? We'll move to three. I'll entertain a motion to close this hearing. And move into the next one, into the regular city council meeting.
Now, but won't start till what, 7?
Yep.
I make a motion to close the public hearing and to open the regular city council meeting.
We have a motion by Carrie. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Have a second by Dave. All in favor?
Yes, yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, this is closed and our next one is open.